with Babylon is that it has a political and a religious aspect. The tower symbolizing the religion that was being built, its religious aspect, and the city or the great city representing a kingdom, a geopolitical kingdom, is what Malachi Martin says the papacy is destined to become when it once again rules the world. And in fact, the story that you'll find in Revelation 13, Revelation 17, and Daniel 11, 40-45 is nothing more than the story of the healing of the deadly wound of the papacy. Now, in Daniel 11, 40-45, we see this story told from the perspective of the King of the North, the papacy. In Revelation 13, we see the healing of the deadly wound of the papacy from the perspective of the United States, the role that it plays in forcing the world to bow to the first beast of Revelation 13, the papacy. And in Revelation 17, we once again see the healing of the deadly wound only from the perspective of the 10-king confederacy and the role it plays as the papacy's deadly wound is healed. And you must understand what the healing of the deadly wound is to bring this all together, and it's simply this. Babylon has two aspects, a political and a religious aspect. And in 1798, when Napoleon sent his general to deliver the deadly wound, the papacy did not cease to be a church. It simply ceased to be the geopolitical power that it had previously been when it ruled the world. If you were going to use the Bible symbols, in 1798, the papacy did not cease to be a unclean woman of Bible prophecy, but she did cease to be a beast of Bible prophecy. She ceased to be a great city of Bible prophecy. She ceased to be that geopolitical kingdom. And the story of Daniel 11, Revelation 13, and Revelation 17, as the story of the healing of the deadly beast, is simply the story about when, once again, the papacy's deadly wound is healed in the sense that it once again becomes a geopolitical kingdom ruling the world. So one of the things that we want to understand about Babylon right from the start is that as a power, it has two sides, a religious and a political. And we will talk much about this in our study. Now, our study here in the first part, we're going to go through the history that has transpired leading up to modern Babylon. And then after we've done that, we're going to look individually at the beast, and then individually at the dragon, and individually at the false prophet found in Revelation 16. We're going to look at the spirits that come out of their mouth and lead the world to Armageddon. We're going to suggest what these spirits are, and we're going to demonstrate that these spirits are active today.